Hello and welcome to this week's episode of QU Podcasts. My name is Chloe Knott and I'm here with Michaela Barletta and some special guests from the QU Women's Lacrosse team. Today we're going to talk about being a student athlete, the season ahead, and what it's like being back into the game after a season cut short. Hey, Michaela, how are you?
Great, I'm good. Thanks, Chloe. Great to be here again.
Good. And I think today we're just going to talk about what it's like being a student athlete. I know both of us are student athletes, and how the whole last year has just been different to any other year.
Yeah, it's an important conversation to have. I think a lot of stuff gets overlooked that we go through as student athletes, and over the past year it's been a bit difficult for everyone. So I'm excited to get some more perspectives today and see how everyone's feeling.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this season's going to be really interesting as all the fall sports were pushed forward. Men's and women's soccer, and we've still got all the winter sports, basketball, volleyball playing, baseball and softball will be starting up soon, as well as lacrosse.
Yeah, it's quite the transition, going from having absolutely no sports last semester to now every sport on campus going around. So it's going to be interesting. We'll see how it goes.
For sure. And I think just another different thing is not being able to go and watch all those games that we're used to being able to watch. And, thankfully, GLVCSN is broadcasting everything, so we can still watch.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. There'll be a lot of unhappy mothers out there if they can't watch their kids play.
For sure. But anyway, I'm going to welcome our guests today, Meg Ganninger and Kelly McClure from the women's lacrosse team. Hello.
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 Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Now, you're both from the St. Louis area, and both sophomores. So what was it like getting here, getting excited, first season, first year, being a college athlete, and then March, the season's finished, school's done, pack up, go home. What was that like?
It was interesting. It was interesting. I think women's lacrosse had an interesting perspective because we were a first-year program. So we definitely knew there was going to be some complications with being a first-year program, some difficulties. But I don't think anyone really predicted the difficulties that ended up happening.
Yeah, for sure. I think, who could have? No one knew. But, yeah, being a new team as well, that's just an extra thing that, small numbers already, first year of recruiting, everyone's pretty much a freshman, and then to have that's just a bit of a hit, I think, for everyone.
Yeah, I can't imagine how that must have been, coming in, everyone's so excited, first season coming up, and just a bit of an abrupt ending there after spring break, and so, yeah, that must have been a rough one to deal with.
Yeah, how did it affect you guys after, you got the news, after everything's kind of, you head back home, for the next few months, when you should have had a lacrosse season, what was that like?
I mean, I think for a while it took the team, because at first we were pushed back into an extra week spring break and then online classes. So I think the whole idea of, the season being canceled took a while to set in, and it was just, our whole fall ball we played, and then we finally got to the first half of our season, which our schedule ended up being the hard part of our season. And we were just getting to, we were kind of figuring out that team chemistry and coming together. It's we got to that top of that hill, and then the season was canceled. So I think it took a while for us to realize that whole year and everything, we didn't really get to finish and get to, show all that work. But I think this year that's just kind of added to what we're doing on the field, especially in the fall, and not being able to play games then.
Yeah, if you want to look at it from a positive perspective, at least, you guys have got an extra year of eligibility. You've got... I wouldn't say a full year, obviously, with the year being cut short, but you've got a good few months of the college experience under your belt and, what it takes to be a college athlete. So if you want to look at it from the glass being half full, that's always a way to look at it.
Right. Yeah, sure. I'm definitely excited to get that extra year of eligibility, and I plan to use it, which I'm excited for, and not no one else gets that. So that is kind of a big positive that has come out of this, I would say.
Right. And it's given us a lot more time to kind of be in the first year program, kind of get that team culture coming around. Because I think when you have that, your first year team, it's going to be difficult. You think, okay, we're playing more established teams. girls who have more experience being collegiate athletes. Like last year, we're an all freshman team, but you don't really think of just like, it's awkward. Like you don't know each other. You don't know your coach really. And kind of figuring out that team chemistry is awkward. So we've had this whole extra time frame to kind of figure that out and develop these like team connections on and off the field, even through Zoom or whatever we were doing through quarantine. But I think that's only helping us for the spring, which is a great half full mindset.
Yeah, for sure. And how do you think the team's looking for this upcoming season? What are you looking forward to? I know there was a scrimmage last week. How did that go?
Our scrimmage went really well. It was just a good opportunity to see us play like full team against another opponent, and just kind of figure out where everyone fit best on the field and figuring that out. Everyone I know is excited to play. And I think that first game, like everyone after March of last year, we've just been waiting for this. So we're super excited.
Yeah. And I think since last year, we've gotten a new class of freshmen in. Heavenly came in and was, I think, the leading scorer of that scrimmage. Or definitely up there, like right off the bat coming in. So I think we've added to our team, and with you, Chloe and Tori, our soccer girls, totally coming out and like kicking butt on the field this year. I think really that team chemistry that we have been developing is what's going to help us this season.
For sure. Every player that we've added to our team is pushing the rest of us to get better, and our talent that we're adding is just better every year.
Yeah, I think you're seeing like as we do develop like a team culture and like that. Atmosphere is really built upon being like close, being a team, being a small team, and going through that experience, I think, helped us grow as individuals, as athletes, and I think it's just really benefited the team as a whole, especially for the freshmen coming in, knowing the standard that everyone wants to get to.
Right.
Yeah, so how important, I mean, you know, going through everything that everyone's been through over the past year and just always, you know, needing someone to be there for you, needing a shoulder to lean on. So to be able to have a team that, you know, you can count on them, not only on the pitch, but off the field as well. So how important is that connection to you girls off the field?
Oh, with our team, that's definitely huge. We like make fun of it and we're like, oh, we're literally like self-reliant on each other. But, like, last year, most of our team besides two, three girls were all living in the same dorm. So, like, even over, like, quarantine, we were doing these Zoom calls. And then last fall, we kind of just looked around as a team. We were like, okay, we're all not doing, like, well as we could be as people. Maybe we need to, like, focus on that for a little bit. And, like, as a team, like, everyone came together. Like, we're each other's shoulders and everything and helped. And I think our team's really good about acknowledging when we need to focus on business and when we need to be like family for each other.
Yeah, of course, that's a fine line, but it's definitely important.
Yeah, I think definitely we can give it to each other on the field. Like, we're not going to hold back.
Right.
But off the field, if you ever need anything, like, they're always there. Anyone, just be message them, say hi, whatever. And I think even just seeing each other, it's always a good day rather than just a teammate. They're everyone's friends.
That's really good to hear. You know, there's often times and people take things, you know, personally on the field, or, you know, you're upset with someone because of, I don't know, something that happened in the game. And, you know, it's really important to just be there for one another and leave that stuff, you know, on the field. And when you get off the field, to just look out for one another.
Yeah, for sure. Especially these times, a lot of the girls have had COVID last semester, and those that hadn't, you know, everyone knows someone that's had it or has been impacted by it in some way, and everyone's going through other stuff as well. It's just been a crazy year, so it's good to get along with the people that you spend every day with.
Oh, definitely, 100%. And then, girls, I saw something on social media about a fundraiser for the team. Talk to us a little bit about that. What's that about?
Yes, we just had our annual phone-a-thon. I don't know what we're at. I think we're at about...
Maybe about
6,000.
Yeah.
Yes. It's going really well.
Yeah. it was definitely... It's fun for all of us to like, get together and call of our family and friends and stuff, and this is the support that we get from all those people. It makes a huge impact like on our program, so that's always a great time.
2 hours straight of bugging your friends and family for money is a great time, you know?
Of course. Yeah. So our next game just got moved because of this weather, and it's going to be an extra couple weeks till we have our first actual game. But what are you hoping to get out of the time in between and that first game?
I think, as a team, we're pretty grateful for the time in between, just with how terrible this cold weather is. But I think it's also giving us a chance, since we just had that scrimmage, it's just giving us more room to kind of pinpoint and look back at our film on our end, not necessarily the other team's end, on what we need to kind of hone in on for our next game to be more successful than we were. Because Culver was a good game, but our games or competition just me getting harder and harder.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and coming into chat today. Good luck with practice and the upcoming season. And thank you for listening to another QU podcast. Stay tuned for next week's episode. Until then, from me and Michaeli, goodbye.
Cheers.